You're listening to the DFW Podcast with James Ledger.
Christo, welcome to the Disability Sport Wales Podcast with me, your host, James Ledger. On today's episode, we are going to be discussing the rising sport of adaptive CrossFit. And I have an amazing athlete on the show today who's got a truly inspiring story. She's competed all over the world, winning multiple medals, setting PBs on and off the platform. She is Jules King. How are you doing, Jules? You okay?
Hi. God, you made me sound really good then.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. No, thank you so much for joining us today. I know your training schedule is very, very busy.
Very busy at the moment. Yeah.
Exciting, not exciting. Jules, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you found the sport of CrossFit, because it's quite different, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So I have a young onset Parkinson's and I'm an adaptive athlete. And I actually went undiagnosed for 16 years, which ended me up in a wheelchair, pretty much bedbound. Couldn't even scratch an itch. And then finally, when I was diagnosed after 16 years, I joked to my doctor and said I was going to do a triathlon. And he basically turned around and said, look, I know you're a fighter and all that, but it's not really physically possible. And I went on to complete 3 triathlons. You have to prove them wrong, don't you?
Absolutely.
And then with that, I kind of got bored of the repetitiveness of triathlons. So my daughter entered me into a CrossFit competition. And that's how I came across CrossFit.
Because CrossFit's grown so much over the last 10 years, isn't it?
Such a good sport. Like, it challenges you constantly.
Yeah. And for those, I guess, who don't know what CrossFit is, and I guess, you know, maybe you could talk about a little bit how it is adaptive. Like, what is CrossFit?
So the textbook answer to what is CrossFit is a functional fitness at high intensity. So it's made up of a number of fitness elements such as endurance, weights, and gymnastics training.
And how's that adapted, I guess, for the adaptive games?
It's really well adapted. CrossFit can be for anybody, any age, any ability. It all gets adapted. So a pull-up, for instance, can be at the top end. It's like a proper pull-up, and then you can scale it down to a ring row and build up from there. That's how they adapt it. It's quite hard to explain how they adapt it, but they do.
And is that, so talking about disabilities, what other disabilities compete at the games?
So lower and upper limb impairments, the visual, they've just bought a new one in, which is standing diagnosed.
Okay.
So, there's a lot of categories. Amazing. Not quite as many as the Olympics yet, but and seated as well. There's another one.
Yeah. So pretty open, and maybe in a few years, I'm sure I might have told you this when I met you at that talk we did, but maybe I'll be coming across at some point to adapt the CrossFit.
Oh, you will. I'll make sure of that.
But you, Jules, have you always been sporty growing up?
So, yeah, I have, because I wasn't very academic in school and never took to being writing things down. I was always really active. My mum had to keep me moving all the time to stop me getting bored and causing trouble. And so I have had sport in my life all the way through, until obviously until I got really, really poorly.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Parkinson's, especially on onset of young Parkinson's as well?
So Parkinson's is a condition that affects the brain. It's a chronic degenerative disorder of the central nervous system, and it causes like slow movement, difficulty with walking, tremors. And there's so many different symptoms that go into it. Like even as you get further on into the illness, there's like problems with sleeping. The symptoms are endless. So I don't produce dopamine, which that's what I lack, sorry. And yeah.
It's clear to see how sport has had a huge impact on your life pre and post-diagnosis. Now, how do you think the sport has kind of helped you?
It's kept me active, and it's just given me something to focus on and have goals to work towards. And that's what sport gives me, really.
And physically, because, you know, CrossFit, as you mentioned, is this weightlifting, endurance, gymnastics, but now that would be the part for me, the gymnastics stuff that I'd struggle with. But has, I guess, all them elements, all them fitness areas really kind of helped you kind of day to day as well?
Yeah, massively. At the very start, when I first got diagnosed, like it was quite a long road to where I am now.
Yeah.
So it started as a simple walk around a race course, and then I still couldn't sit up in bed on my own without it would be masses of difficulty. And also, when my medication doesn't work, I go back to not being able to move. So having the strength from the sport I do has given me the ability to be able to pull myself up and also stop how many falls I have. Like I have the strength to hold myself there, but not always, because I spend most of the time on my bum. But yeah,
it'd be cartwheeling out the falls now, I bet, with gymnastic skills.
Yeah, my gymnastic skills aren't quite that good yet.
We'll get there. But CrossFit itself, I know it's very much a community, isn't it? Now, talk a little bit about that community, and I guess how that community has supported you and how you've been a part of that community, because it's Pembrokeshire you train, isn't it?
Yes, it is in Pembrokeshire. Yeah. So my CrossFit gym, which we also call a box, is my second family. Honestly, they would go above and beyond for me. They help me with everything in all areas of my life. It's just the best community, because when you're in a workout and you're really struggling and you're like, oh, I'm never going to get to the end of it, and you almost want to give up, and but then they rally around you and G you up and get you to finish the workout. I've never actually experienced it quite as much as I have in CrossFit. Like triathlon, they had a good community. All the sports I've done growing up have been good communities, but CrossFit is just something else.
And you do really, and I've heard that a lot, to be fair, because yes, it is individual, but you can do paired team events as well, yeah. Can't you?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what size, what shape, anything, what age, if you're disabled or you're not disabled, they're just so accepting. They really are.
Jules, I gotta ask you. I hear a lot of words around CrossFit, and I really want to ask what they actually mean.
Go for it, I'll try.
Okay, so these are ones I know off the top of my head. What is a WOD?
A WOD is a workout of the day.
Okay. EMOM?
Every minute on the minute.
Okay. This is testing me now. This is testing my knowledge. AMRAP?
As many rounds as possible.
Okay. I'm hoping this helps the audience as well, because this is helping me. Oh. Is there any others that we need to be made aware of?
No, I think that's really it. Because I can remember going in there the first couple of times and thinking, oh my God, what does that mean? Like, how are you meant to know what AMRAP means? And I, oh yeah. But you soon pick it up.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And Olympic lifting, big part of CrossFit. Have you got a favorite lift? Is it clean and jerk? Is it a snatch?
Oh, it's a clean every time because it
Yeah.
stays just by my shoulders. Anything that goes above my head, I'm like, oh no. No, I love, love, love Olympic lifting, but I'm just not very good at it.
But I guess there's something to work on and something to improve, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And it depends on what kind of day I'm having. So if my body's not coordinating with me or like it's just not behaving,
Yeah.
I can send a message to do something and it does something completely different. Yeah. So yeah.
Especially with Olympic lifts, like cleans, a lot of it is around timing, pattern of the bar and how it moves in there. So I guess if something's out the line or out of sync,
yeah,
extremely challenging, isn't it?
Yeah, but who shies away from a challenge, eh? Not us.
Exactly. I love that. And you've been away recently. I've
Yeah.
seen you've done very well. You've actually been to Miami.
I have indeed, and what an experience that was.
Tell me more. How did it go?
So it was quite surreal being out there with all the elite athletes just wandering around like normal people. Well, they are, but you just don't expect it. They were all, like the top level of athletes were all so encouraging to everyone around them. Yeah, it was phenomenal, to be honest, and a life experience that I will never forget.
Yeah. And no, the competition went well. No, tell us, come on, how did it go?
The competition went very well. So I qualified at third position. And before I went out, I got a really bad dose of flu, and it normally knocks me out for ages. So I had the headspace that I was going to go and just enjoy the experience, not put any pressure on myself to get on the podium, just enjoy it. And so then when I got there, I was going back and forth the whole weekend between third and fourth. And then going into the last workout, I was sitting at fourth. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, well, I'm happy there. I've come to enjoy the experience, kept reminding myself that. And then I came away from the last workout in second place.
Come on.
Silver. Yeah.
Amazing. Oh, wow. And I mean, what a feeling. And these competitions are, they're brutal, aren't they? So I can imagine that feeling standing on that podium was unbelievable.
Oh, I just wanted to cry. I could not stop. Like, I was like the Cheshire Cat. I couldn't stop smiling.
Jules, you mentioned, you know, the CrossFit community, you mentioned, you know, athletes supporting everyone. Do you have a role model in sport or in CrossFit?
A role model? That would be my, he's my dear friend, Charlie Holford.
Mm-hmm.
He's CrossFit as well. Yeah, he just blows my mind with what he does. There's a lot of role models, actually. But he's my main CrossFit role model. And he's just my hero, really. Yeah, I think anyone who's made it in sport is my role model, just to not give up and keep going. And yeah.
So I think we first connected on Instagram, and you know, you've built up a fantastic community on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell the audience, firstly, what are your social media handles, and can you tell us a little bit about your content?
Okay, so I love to take the mick out of myself. I love a giggle, as you know. So my handle for Instagram is Spazzy Jules. Well, I just think I own it. So
yeah.
Yeah, I love my handle name, and it gets quite a lot of smiles and laughs. My content is pretty much me on the floor because I've fallen over. Yeah, I do like a giggle.
I think it brings it to life though, and I think, you know, I think everyone has a different way of dealing and smiling every day, and I think, you know, if that's your way of you know, acceptance, and I think that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been, like, all my life I've been a bit of a jokester, and we do like a laugh in my family. We take the mick out of each other constantly, and like, we've been brought up with no sympathy. You crack on and get the job done, and I think it's, you find it easier to cope with if you laugh at yourself, and yeah, it just seems it's just a nicer way to live, I think.
And from my point of view, Jules, I just find it inspiring that I think often with social media, I think you can portray whoever you want to be, isn't it? And I think you portray the real you, the raw you. And I think it's truly inspiring to see. And I think, you know, seeing your highs and your challenges, I think gives you such more of an appreciation of who you are as an athlete.
That's really kind. Thank you. I just don't think, like, nobody is perfect. And like, there are Olympic lifts. I look at the videos back and think, oh my God, that looks so terrible. And but I post it anyway, because in reality, that's what happens. And I think the more real you are, and I think people appreciate that. And I just think, yeah, I am just permanently a clown.
I love it. And, you know, as I said, you've built up a community, you've built up an amazing following. So I'm sure, you know, like we just talked about your role models, I know there's your role model for many other people as well. So, no, keep doing what you're doing.
It's brilliant. Thank you. That's very kind.
My next question is, you know, sport is tough. Life can be challenging, but what motivates you every day to get up to do these sessions? You know, when you might be having a little bit of a day, things might not go okay. Like, what keeps you going?
Yeah, it's really cheesy, my motivation, but it has been since I've been diagnosed. The fact that I can move motivates me. I have a body that doesn't always do what it's told, and doesn't always work because of the medication not working, or I've eaten something wrong at the wrong time and the medication's not absorbed, all that. But at the end of the day, I can still move, and I think that's the only motivation I need. Because after spending so long not being able to move and not being able to even scratch an itch, or and not be able to be the mother I wanted to be and run around after my children, that's my kids, and the fact that I can move is my motivation.
Amazing. Absolutely love that. And I think
it's easy, David.
a lot of people, I think, will take a lot from that. What advice would you give to those who may be just starting out in sport, but also to those who might be maybe gone through a similar situation to you? What advice would you give them?
Okay, well, people who've been through a similar situation as me, keep moving, push your limits. Life really doesn't have to end when you get diagnosed with something like young onset Parkinson's. Because I was at the very last stage of Parkinson's, and I've managed to get back to this, how I am today. And my one and only advice to everyone is never give up, and never give up hope, never give up on your dreams, and just never give up. Always smile, because at the end of the day, anything is possible, isn't it? Anything is. You can achieve anything if you put your mind to it.
That speaks volumes, because that doesn't have to be sport, does it? That can be life. You know, if you put your mind to something, you can go out and achieve it.
Well, I had like a simple goal when I first got diagnosed, was just to be able to carry a cup of coffee the kettle to the chair where I was sitting. And I think, that's probably a good bit of advice. Actually, don't give yourself too big goals. Remember the little goals to get yourself to the big thing. But yeah, just appreciate life, isn't it? Be happy you're here.
Thank you so much for joining me. It's been a real privilege to hear your story. And of course, I look forward to seeing and hearing more from you. But you know, from myself and from everyone at Disability Sport Wales, you know, thank you so much for joining us, and wishing you all the luck and for the future. Exciting times ahead.
Thank you for having me. And I look forward to seeing you in the CrossFit gym very soon.
Thanks very much, Jules. And a huge thank you to all the listeners and watchers. It's been an amazing episode once again. I'll see you on the next Disability Sport Wales podcast. I'll see you there.